Well, joining us once again for the latest in the grain markets is Kim Anderson. Kim, last time we talked, we were talking about wheat kind of sitting in that $7 to $8 range and looking to see if it'd break through. What's happened in that time?
Well, we were right in that 7 to 8. I could have narrowed that down to 7.50 to 8. It's been wallowing in that the last couple of weeks, but it's, you know, it's right up there at that 7.95, 7.98, close to the $8 level. If we break through that next week, I'd say if we close above 8 on Monday and Tuesday, then we're probably going to run that up to 8.50. I'm sort of optimistic there, but, you know, we could have a double top and hammer it back down and either test that 7.50 or the $7 range. We're on a sideways pattern. We're going to stay there till it breaks out the top or the bottom.
All right. So now what caused it to race to the top of that range?
Well, I think it's news coming in. You know, this week the tour in the spring, the hard spring areas in the northern U.S. is going on. Their yield estimates are coming in less than they expected. You recall back in when they planted the spring wheat, it was wet. They continued to get rains. They had the excess winter melt. There's significantly less acres planted than they wanted to plant. And so now we've got less acres of spring wheat and we've got lower yields. And the general consensus is that also goes up into Canada, that Canada's going to have less acres and they're going to have less yields than they'd like to have or we expected, say, a month ago.
Okay, so any advice for producers?
Well, I think the thing producers need to remember is August has never been the best month to sell wheat. Now, that doesn't mean August is not going to be a higher price than out September, October. Just means that if you go back through the history and records, that August has either been lower than June or July or lower than September, October, or November. August has never been the best month to sell. I'd say if you haven't sold any wheat, I'd probably go ahead and hold it out to the September, October, November time period and stagger it through that time period.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the supply side of what drives that price. Exports is a big part of it too, though. And what's going on with the export markets?
Well, export sales are relatively good, but Russia's determined to be a major exporter. They're underpricing on the export wheat. Reports of 75 to $1.25 a bushel less than what we sell our exports. Of course, they have a transportation advantage to North Africa, to Southeastern Asia areas, exporting out of the Black Sea areas.
All right. Real quickly, can you give us an update on corn?
Corn prices are, you know, hammering at that $7 price level. USDA will probably lower their yield expectations in the August report. And I think lower yields is going to make corn stocks relatively tight.
Okay. And of course, corn is a big interest this year also to livestock producers as they don't really have the hay that they would expect and the quality that they're going to need in feeding their livestock.
Right. And with relatively high bean prices, that's going to make protein supplements relatively expensive too.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Good information as always.